Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to worship at College Park. So excited that you are here this morning. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. It is a special day. We have lots of guests that are here with us. It's Grad Sunday, Graduate Sunday, recognizing our high school and college graduates. We want to see who is in worship this morning. The way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take that pew pad, write your name down, give us contact information if you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. Once it reaches that last person, once you're done, if you could send it back to where it got started, and then that first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for your help with that. As I said, it is Graduate Sunday. There will be a time in the service where the graduates will process in, and then they'll go back out at the end of the service, and we invite you, those who are able, to stand, and I'll motion you at the appropriate time for that. Several things that are listed in your bulletin. Just draw your attention to a couple of things. We are having our teenage survivor training for our parents of rising seventh graders this Wednesday at 6:30. Make note of that. Also, we have some notes inside the bulletin about the schedule changes coming for the summer. Just check those out. Also, opportunities for the week there on the back. Any other announcements? We good?
Book club.
Hey, I got two. Let's see who's okay.
Book club tomorrow night.
Book club tomorrow night. Senior adults going to Brookridge on Tuesday. Let her know if you need a ride. Okay. All right. I got it. No, that was, wow. Staff meetings are fun. Okay. Yes. I think that's all. I'm not going to do any more announcements. I just refuse. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We're thankful that you are here. We want to give something to you. You gave us information on the pew pad a moment ago, and we're thankful for that. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. Ushers will collect, will see you, and they're going to give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the history of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. Graduation Sunday. It's a day that parents never thought would get here, but all of a sudden it's here too fast. Do you remember those special high water marks in your own life, in your family's life? God was present on those days. On the days of disappointment, on the days of heartache, on the days of joy and celebration, He was there. And we're excited that He is here, because where He is, everything makes sense. It's time for our processional to recognize our graduates. I invite you now to please stand. Will you pray with me? Our Father, it is a very sweet day to be reminded of all the ways you have provided for us. On days like this, emotions can overwhelm us and stories come flooding back to the mind. But I pray that we all remember how your hand has guided us all. How the Holy Spirit has been in our presence, in our lives. And that's what we want for this service, come into this place, we pray. Speak to us, through us, in Jesus' name. Be seated. As you can see in your bulletin, we have put pictures there of our high school graduates along with additional graduates there on the back. And we're excited about, they're going to have a chance to share with us this morning a little bit about where they're graduating from, where the plan is for the coming future, and any words of thank yous that they might want to say. And so we're going to give them an opportunity now. We're going to start with our high school graduates, and we're going to start Avery Blink. Come on, buddy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yep. Okay, my name's Avery Blink. I've grown up in this church my whole life. I'm graduating from Reagan High School and will be attending UNCG, entering the Bryan School of Business. I would like to thank my College Park family for giving me a place to grow in my faith and giving me a sense of community. And you've always made me feel a part. I'm very thankful for that. In particular, the youth group has had a great impact on my life, and I'll take the positive influence and what I've learned the rest of my life. I've also had many good memories, all the mission trips from Jamaica, New York, Kentucky. I still remember those. I got a few years of those. A couple years of Grifton, and of course, youth camp, and the children's camps that I went to. I'd also like to recognize the impact of having a small group on Sunday morning. That's what I enjoy a lot, the most, probably. Sunday school means a lot to me. And I'd like to thank my parents for bringing me here and bringing me into this world, and my brother Owen, and my dog Hank, for giving me joy. Thank you.
Trey Gibson.
All right, how is everybody doing this morning? All right, I'm not sure everybody in here knows me, so I'll tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Trey Gibson, and I go to Mount Tabor High School. I am 17 years old, and I will be attending Appalachian in the fall. And my mom is Charisse Velez, and my dad is Trent Gibson. I was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I've grown up loving baseball and golf, and I still continue to play golf. I've always been a shy kid, didn't really talk much, just observed everything, and I've kind of grown out of that now. At least I think so. So I've always loved helping others, volunteering and doing all the mission trips that we take part in here and being a part of this wonderful youth group that we have. For people who don't know how I came into College Park, it was about 5 years ago, around that time, and I was on my baseball team. And after the game, the Blink family, Avery Blink, came up to me and asked me if I wanted to come to church. And at that time, I really was kind of that shy kid, and I didn't know what to say, so I said, sure. And, and so when I came, it was the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I appreciate that the Blink family took me in and made me like their own family. I wish I had my glasses. Moving on to the future, I plan to go to get my 4-year degree at Appalachian, and I'm not sure what I want to do as a degree, but I know that I'll learn it over time, and freshman year is going to be a great experience for me. I've learned a lot being here. Mostly, this youth has been the greatest thing. I know I say that again, but I can't really thank you enough, everybody in this church, for supporting me and helping me through this, because I know who knows where I would have been if I wasn't right here in this youth group taking part in this church. Moving on to one of the best moments I ever had was in Jamaica when all the guys collected grated cheese from the restaurant we went to, and we were going to plan to throw it in the girls' showers. And things got out of hand after that happened. Mud ended up on the church. And the look on Jeff's face was priceless. He turned bright red. Probably as red as the floor is now. And that was just one of the best moments that I remember, including Ridgecrest, youth camp, getting lost a lot, not knowing where I was, and just growing in this youth group. And I know that I want to thank all the chaperones for dealing with us, because I know that we are not the smartest at times, and they just have loved us and kept us going, and I really appreciate that. In closing, I just want to say thank you to this church for everything, because I really don't know what I would do without each and every single one of you supporting me and everybody in the youth group. Just being able to spread God's word has been the best thing I've ever done, and it's led me into a positive lifestyle. I just want to say thank you.
Keaton Huff.
I bet y'all never thought you'd see this. I'm being serious, but I've tried to put the hat on. I've tried to put other hats on. I've tried, but I'm already wearing one, so I really can't get it to sit right, but we're just going to pretend I'm wearing it. Trey said where I would be without the youth group, and I don't think y'all realize at all. I really don't think y'all realize, like, I said I wouldn't do that. Just the level of care and companionship and generosity and just all the time welcoming you, and it doesn't matter. I mean, you could have just punched their son and they look at you the same way they would right before, and they're loving you. They may be a little mad at you, but, and I mean, it's the trips, and it's just amazing to me. It's amazing to me how it's changed me, how it's made me a better, I mean, I'm not the best. I know I've done some pretty bad things, and I've screwed up on trips and done just, I mean, there are rules just for me, you know, I hate to say, but, and that Trey was saying, that goes in with the fun, and that goes in with it really, like, it lets you know where you stand, and with yourself, with other people, with, shaking now. I don't know. Just thank you. You have no idea what all you have done has done for me, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Here's your hat. I still don't know how to put those things on either. One of our college students is able to be here as well this morning. Elizabeth Henson. Come.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Henson. I recently graduated from Wake Forest University. Go Deeks. I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Health and Exercise Science, so I am looking into further options right now, trying to figure out exactly where I'm going to go and what I'm going to do. But I wanted to say thank you. I've been blessed to continue to attend College Park while I've been at Wake, and that's been a highlight for me. I'd like to thank you for continuing to welcome me with open arms each week, even whenever there's a lull in my attendance or it's just nice to see a friendly face when I'm having really stressful weeks. Thank you for the exam packs. Those mean a lot to college students, especially during the stressful week of exams. And then just thank you for the constant love, support, and the prayers that I've continued to get over the last 22 years growing up in this church. It means so much to me. Thank you.
There are other graduates that are listed there in your bulletin, but there's one more that wanted to have a little say all the way from the state of New York. So let's watch that.
Oh, hey. It's great to see you guys. Hey, Grandma and Papa. Well, it's nice to see my College Park family. I've really missed you all the past 3 years. Many of you guys know I'm dyslexic, and my journey took me to the Kildonan School my 10th grade year. It was really hard because I had to leave my friends and family, but I know many of you guys haven't forgotten about me. Your notes, text messages, emails, and Facebook messages always helped me know that I was loved and prayed for each and every day. As far back as I can remember, College Park has been a part of my life. Children's camp, scouts, basketball, youth, mission trips, and mountain outreach, I learned so much. I learned how much this church cared about my family the night my house burnt down. The following days were even more amazing. I want to say thank you to everyone who helped, even if it was being there and working, praying for my family, or making delicious food. I knew then I had friends and family that loved us each and every day. I wasn't surprised when my journey had to lead me away from North Carolina. I'm thankful for the Kildonan School for helping me learn and grow, and I can't thank you guys enough. I have to say I thank God for you guys each and every day. This fall I will be going to Full Sail University, where I will be working towards a degree in live sound production. Thank you guys, and hopefully I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
As many of the graduates mentioned, there are lots of stories. Some I'd like to forget, some meaningful, some poignant. And so we like to put together a slideshow that kind of reminds us of those moments along the way. This is the graduate slideshow.
Dressed up in my Sunday best, learning to sing, learning to stand, right in the front, holding mama's hand. I still remember listening to my dad, even if I didn't always understand. 'Cause deep in his heart, deep in his soul, there was a fire that I wanted to know. And those memories are still burning bright. Oh Jesus, how I love the way you class. Caught my reflection in the trophy glass. Who is this girl trying to be? And who in the world is she trying to please? Suddenly ignited by a spark, I hear my Savior's voice speaking right to my heart. Don't give up now and don't be afraid. You know who you are and you've got something to say. And those memories are still burning bright. Oh Jesus, how I love the way you up on stage, but I'm still a kid in a lot of ways. So many dreams, they're all coming true. But Lord, when they see me, I hope they see you. Nothing but you.
Your truth will hold. my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Pray with me. Father, how fast time flies. And I thank you that you are the same God. When these graduates weren't even, their names weren't known, they were known to you. And even today, you have them in the very palm of your hand. Bless them and bless us all in Jesus' name.
Oh, Graduate Sunday. What an exciting time. The future is ahead of you. We love you. We've enjoyed having you here. There's a place in the college ministry for you if you want to come back. It's an exciting time. One of the most important lessons you'll learn next year is time management. I hope that comes quickly. Call or text your mom. Don't forget to do that. There's some exciting times ahead, and just know that we love you. We are praying for you and hope things go the best. And I thought of this verse this morning from Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So here's to a great future for all of you. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for this beautiful time of year. I ask that you be with all of us, especially the graduates, in the days and months ahead. Lord, bless these gifts and the givers, and help these gifts to further your kingdom. In thy name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Being joyful, happy in the Lord. Are you thankful that you're here? Graduates, you're here. You made it. Moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandparents, prayer partners, Sunday school teachers. This moment conjures up other moments when they were just very small. And they were happy to see you. When you would teach them to swim. Just yesterday, took Matthew to the pool. And, you know, when they're five, or when they're two, three, four, or five, they don't take naps anymore. And when they were two, when he was two, he stopped taking naps. I hated when he stopped taking naps. Yesterday, after the pool, he was so tired. I was sitting in the recliner. We were watching golf on TV. And that's the best thing to put somebody to sleep. Matthew crawled up into my arms and fell asleep for an hour and a half. That is a moment I will remember. You have moments that you remember. Now, as Trey mentioned, there was stories that I'd rather not remember. The throwing of things. That is, as a youth minister, you often, things happen. And you try to let them go and you put them out of your mind as if, oh, they learn from it. We'll just move on. And then they bring it up in Graduate Sunday. They remind you of those stories you had long forgotten. But don't we have those stories? We saw pictures of those stories. And we often feel like as we get out of high school or college that it's those moments, it's those things that define us. How successful are you going to be? What school are you going to go to? What kind of job are you going to have? What kind of money are you going to make? Because that's what the world says. Those moments, those things are what define you. Graduates, don't listen to that. You are not defined by your successes or your failures. You're not defined by the things that you do right or the things that you do wrong. And there's two people in Scripture that remind us of this truth. Now, some of you were in the 9 o'clock service. I'm going to fast forward. I did the first person in Scripture. Who was it? Were y'all listening? Who was it? David. Okay, good. Okay, they were listening. All right. The first story from Scripture proving this point, that it's not about the moments in our life that define us. It's King David. We all know the story of King David, right? He was the youngest son. He was the runt. He was the little one. He was the shepherd boy. Nobody paid attention to him. He became king of Israel. Because as Scripture has tested throughout Old Testament and New Testament, David was a man after God's own heart. He slayed Goliath with just a slingshot and some stones. He was small. He was insignificant. But God saw something in him that nobody else did. And he anointed David because David was a man after his own heart. So many things that David accomplished. Bringing the ark back to Jerusalem. Uniting the nation of Israel. He deeply loved God. He was a man after his own heart. But yet there's a side of David that just doesn't match up. How many times that David sinned and fell far short of what God wanted for him. The most obvious example is David and Bathsheba. He had an affair with Bathsheba. They had a child. David wanted to cover it up and sent Bathsheba's husband to be killed. That is low, man. That is low. But yet, that was a man after God's own heart. How do we put those things together? Scripture tells us in 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord does not look at the things people look at, the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Graduates, as you face the world, where's your heart? What's that thing that beats inside of you? Does it seek after God first? David sought after God first, and he messed up a bunch. There were many days that he denied God in his life, denied following God's will, but we know he wanted deep down in his soul to follow God. Let that be your first way of facing this new world. Declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Let the world know. Believe in your heart and let that guide you. David is an example. It doesn't matter how much you sin or how bad you think you are, that you feel like you can't be forgiven. If David can be forgiven, you can too. You are not defined by all these moments in the past, your successes or your mistakes. You follow after God. Let that be your motivation each and every day. And then there's another person from Scripture, Paul. He's another example of this. Paul, this is the guy. He was smart. He had everything. He was a Roman citizen. He had everything going for him. And he had this new group of people, the followers of the way, that we would be called Christians. As a Jew, he saw them as evil, as some people to be removed from the earth. In fact, he stood by while Stephen, the first martyr, was killed. This was Saul, who would become Paul. And he was the one that God chose to tell the world through about Jesus. This man, who had wealth, power, prosperity, who had watched and helped people be martyred for Christ, he had an experience with Jesus on the road to Damascus, and it changed him forever. And from that moment forward, changed everything. Hear these words of what he says in Philippians chapter 3. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. That means he was the top level, the Jewish people. In regard to the law, a Pharisee, he was smart and in power. As for zeal, he persecuted the church. As for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Put God first in everything you do. You're going to have great moments to come. Great moments. When you start school, you're going to have moments where you fail. Fail well. There's going to be moments of significance. Some proud moments, profound in the coming days. Learn from these moments. But don't let those define you, your failures or your successes, your sins. Your value is far bigger than these moments in time. Your value comes from the one who stands above all time, the creator of heaven and earth, who made you and knows everything about you, wants you to have a heart after him and to put him first. And then the people that are around you, the people that have supported you and loved you and prayed for you, well, no, that is the moment. It all makes sense. And when you have a 5-year-old who crawls up in your lap and takes a nap with you, you will remember, that is my moment. Because it's not about us, it's about what he has done. He got you here. He provided people to get you here. 100 years from now, the only thing that's going to matter is your relationship with God. Will people see God in you, and will they be changed because of them seeing God in you? Will your life be the evidence that God has made a difference in your life? Will others be changed because of you? Because you made a decision to not look at things the world looks at, the successes, the failures. But you decided to follow Christ. Make a difference in our world because God made a difference in you. Paul writes in Galatians, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." The message, the reason you're here today is you did not give up. God has not given up on you. Do not give up on him. Put him first in your life. Everything else will make sense. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this moment, this reminder. Graduate Sunday, a high watermark, a time when we can look back and reflect, mostly to say thank you for how you have provided time and time and time again. In the moments of laughter, we thank you for joy. In the moments of sorrow, we thank you for tears. In the moment of hurt, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. As these graduates take that next step, we pray a special blessing would go with them, your presence. And they, like David and Paul, despite their past, despite the things that they've accomplished and the things that they've failed at, that they would put everything they have into knowing you and to making you known. That is all of our prayers. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There'll be a time for, during this hymn, if you need to make a commitment of, you've heard something. Are you giving everything you have to Christ in your own life? Were you reminded why we do church, why we have youth group, why we have college ministry, children's ministry, and you want to be a part of that? There's an opportunity for all of us to learn from something today. Raymond will be here down front. If you want to pray with him or to share, this is a time of commitment for us to give everything to Christ. Will you stand? Thank you.
benediction and the response by our choir. If you would please remain standing in this place for the recessional of our graduates. And certainly after the recessional of the graduates, greet one another, extend a warm word of encouragement and welcome to each other. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, as we go down, help us to go with a renewed spirit of what it means to serve you. Father, not to be defined by our past or even the future or any of that, but Father, to be defined by our heart for you and how we seek after you. Father, we pray for these graduates. We pray for their families as they begin to make a number of transitions, which will send them off to a new adventure in their journey. We pray that you would give them your peace, Father, your calling on their life as they go. For Jesus' precious name.